Blog Talk Radio.
Now, you might not be mad, but I'm mad as fuck, man. Fuck these bitches. Fuck these haters. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I don't want to sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Because I love. Pressure hands, trying to get what I got.
Pressure
hands, trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah.
Really, I'm not. Because I love. Now I found the beat, so I'm releasing some steam. I'm killing everything I'm seeing if it ain't on my team. All these broke mini baby having bitches, only out for riches, fucking and sucking mouth always open like she at the dinner. That ain't the business, bitch. You ain't got no loyalty, but that's okay, cause daggers got more bitches than sororities.
Respect my authority.
You didn't hear the consequence. Grab a bitch by her hair, swing her till the weave rips. Grab a fucking tip till her nip tips turn blue while she's swinging from her ankle saying, you crossed the line, bitch, and wanted to happen. Was already getting over, but the gums kept flapping. So I'ma sew them up, quick shut. Kicking bitches in the gut. Treat them like I'm driving buses. Hit them with an uppercut. Knock her out, wake her up. My hatred is pure. Breaking fingers, toes, nails. Fuck your mani and your pedicure. How much can a bitch endure? Why you have to hurt my heart? I'm keeping you alive as I start cutting off your body parts. Told you not to fucking start. Wipe your blood from off my brow. Thought it was over then? Nah, bitch,
it's over now.
Why?
Really,
I'm not. Cause I love. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah,
really, I'm not.
Nah, I don't wanna sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not.
Cause I love. Some niggas never get it, they just keep sidestepping. They always one step behind me, wanna sloppy my seconds. And if you get it, then it lets me know what type of bitch you really is. So much in common, babies, mamas, daddies, lot of kids. Oh, wait, I get it now, sniff a line and feel the punch. You just a ratchet ghetto, ghetto version of the Brady Bunch. If that's the best you got, you think I'm with it, I'm not. You mad because I get to travel and you stuck on the block? Well, that's your fucking job, keep hating on what daddy do. If I rock bottom, well, I'm still higher than you. Bitch, niggas check them once, never give a second look. Too busy in the streets, so they be stalking me on Facebook. Shaking niggas more than dice, can't afford to buy like you fuck my bitch. She a hoe, not a housewife. You think you gain stripes? Nah, nigga, never that. Keep the best all to myself. You can have the scraps. Moving on, ain't looking back. Petty shit I will ignore, cause I'm like, and you cracked out like ain't even gotta check the score. In the end, I'm gonna win. Eating real good, you just a starving Ethiopian. You wanna come and get it, cause I finished, but I don't begin. Went to med school, learned a lot from Dr. Borkian. Everybody's out of line, no one wants to straighten up. I care about my life, but on the mic, I don't give a fuck. Kill him, use a paper cut. Hang a nigga by his thumbs. Louisville slugger, caved in the lung. I'm having so much fun. Where my pliers at? I rip out a nigga's teeth. Drinking on a Similac, stab him in his knee. Cash, fuck how you feeling? And I remove the ribs, slicing up both of your Achilles tendons. I make you beg for death, I make it quick. Then I'll send you straight to hell. Well, you know they keep the fire hot.
Stop, that's enough. We thought that you were being good.
I tried, but these niggas and these bitches want to keep it. I wish a nigga would. Fuck your life, I'm getting cash.
Oh shit, they made Bruce Banner mad.
Packets on the warpath, nigga, this the battle song for all of those that keep it real and tired of the tag along. People think I rattle on and want to kill the dagger. Fine, do what all the haters do, get a number, get in line.
Get in line, bitch. Fuck the bitches, fuck the haters, you know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do to get that paper, you dig? You know what I'm saying? This how we get out. 4DB with it, you haters can suck a nigga dick. Bring the hood back.
Nah, I don't wanna sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love.
Pressure
hands, everything in their heart. And I love.
Pressure
hands, trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah,
really, I'm not.
Nah, I don't wanna sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm
not. Cause I love.
Pressure
hands, everything in their heart. And I love.
Pressure hands, trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah,
really, I'm not.
Who are you?
My name is a pet named Slickback. And I believe I may have misplaced some merchandise at this residence. There she is. Bitch, I hope you got the money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now, hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, it's a pimp named Slickback. Like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing. A pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
He's my pimp.
Your pimp? So you really are a...
Yes, I'm a hoe. Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slickback, could I please have a minute?
A minute? Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This here is a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins. I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
Yo, make sure you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio, hosted by your boy The Dagger, 24/7, man. I don't give up for the show on or not. Go ahead, my sister. Welcome to the Bang Out. Welcome to my reign. If you're slapping on the beat, this is where it need to play. You're a prisoner, a slave. Dig another grave. If you haven't heard The Dagger, you should pick a better way. Pick another lane. This where champions are made. No distractions. Like a quick stop, don't get gassed up. Bees in the hive, daggers out of pocket, lions only taking lives, haven't looked into their eyes. Sparing out a rhyme, defeating every line. My seat is on the line, I'm nasty. You just keep my shit up on rewind, I'm not asking. Like one, I'm matching. Puff, puff, and passing, you bastard. This is another classic. You should tell who gave me that. I stole this fucking neck. I'll make it disappear. Now she never wanna leave. She never wanna leave.
Take off.
I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game piping. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. West side, West
Take
Coast.
Out.
Bang Out Radio.
What's cracking, y'all? Flap Sunday. Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Thank you for being here on this Easter Sunday. So, yeah, we'll get into that a little bit later. I got a few questions I'm going to ask about that because, you know, this is Slap Sunday, so, you know, I'm not trying to call Easter stupid or anything, but there are some stupid things that go on in Easter, and a lot of dumb shit been going on with me, so it ought to be a good show. I got a lot of things I want to get off my chest and things I want to talk about. And remember, if you are out there listening live or if you just know the show's on, remember, you can always call me and get in on this, 661-621-7559. Either just chill in the queue or you press 1 to holler at me, all right? Now, first and foremost, as always, let me shout out the boss lady, Topaz Lachey, because, again, without her, there is... Ooh, excuse me. Ugh, this drink is kicking in already. Without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. There is no Slap Sundays, no Triple M Show on Mondays, no West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights with my co-host Queen V on Wednesday nights, and there wouldn't be no Fuck You Fridays either. So thank you very much, boss lady, for allowing the Dagger to do his motherfucking thing over here on Bang Out Radio, all right? Next. All independent artists, every musician doing their music thing out there, well, like I said, musician, artist, whatever you out there doing, if it's independent, thank you for doing what you're doing. Sending me your music because, again, without y'all, there's no radio station as well because I wouldn't have no music to play because you know I don't play that commercial shit, all right? So, like I said, rap, hip-hop, R&B, whatever you got, if it's independent, you need to send it to me, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure you holler at me and give me your music if it's new. All right, like I said, if you got that new, like just send it to me. I will find a place to play it, all right? And, again, last but not least, just anybody out there, like I said, that takes the time out of their day to sit back and download the show, talk about the show, spread word about the show, support these independent artists, support me, supporting each other. Like, I don't understand. I mean, I do understand that y'all are helping out and everything, but I don't know. I guess y'all really do like the show because, like I said, the numbers be off the charts sometimes. You guys are out here doing all kind of shit, but thank you very much because, like I said, I know first and foremost that I drop the ball a lot, all right, but at the same time, I don't do it on purpose, and any real people out there know that real niggas go through real things, all right, so sometimes it just doesn't happen, but every time it is able to happen, I'm right here with y'all holding it down right here on Bang Out Radio, but since it is reality radio, you never know what may transpire, all right, so again, we're just going to get into we're just going to get straight into the music tonight. We're going to play a little bit of tag later. Like I said, I got a couple of things I want to talk about, try to understand. And again, if you want to get in, 661-621-7559. We'll be right back. Bang Out Radio, Slap Sundays, The Dagger.
DJ White Rest Jersey.
It's Jersey.
Still don't know everything. She's going out to a very special lady. Just kidding.
Oh my god, it's Jersey.
My rider chick, you're my best friend. It's serious, baby, like XM. We do freaky shit with no S&M. I knock it out when she lets me in. We already spoke on the ring. Traveling the world, get a dream on my team. I make her falsetto when I do my thing. She do it all, I don't cook, I don't clean. I try to, she won't let me. This king shit and no breakfast. My
queen looking so sexy. If I ask for, she gon' bless me. No games with it, no F-bitch. She stay moist, no jet skit. I'm rolling 200 and we getting blunted. She pro them L's perfection. She held me down when I was broke too. Shut niggas down when they approach too. She handled biz how she's supposed to. She chose me and got chose too. She waited on me, I was overdue. Came in the clutch of my code of boot. She swore I know the truth, that change coming like Otis New. Let's go.
Let's make it last, baby. Do just what the song say. You won't have to worry. Soon as I get home, babe. I need your loving, man. I've been another long day. We going in, babe. Rolling up some strong, babe. Let's make it last, baby. Do just what the song say. You won't have to worry. Soon as I get home.
She tall like a supermodel. Sexual chocolate, it should be her motto. She acts with me well like a brand new Movado. Wherever we go, we be turning them heads. Death geared up, we ain't sporting no kids. Soon I have my baby lace in her mess. We got matching product, someone called a fan. She killing up. First degree, my Hershey's kiss, I need a Reese's piece. She throw it on me, don't have to speak. Good looking, baby, she makes me pee. She climaxing, we in them sheets. The sex is bomb, you hoes obsolete. We could talk for hours, lay up for weeks. We got moves to make, and she keeps the G. Got a hot plate when I step in the dope. My youngest lover, so you already know she's a keeper. I'm a freaker, I'm on speaker, and I'm blasting. This shit right here is everlasting, and she respects my passion. Take notes, lady, first class in. She could be hood for her class 10. Let's go.
Let's make it last, baby. Do just what the song say. You won't have to worry. Soon as I get home, babe. I need your loving, mom. I've been another long day. We going in, babe. Rolling up some strong, babe. Let's make it last, baby. Do just what the song say. You won't have to worry. Soon as I get home, babe. I need your loving, mom. I've been another long day.
DJ YRS Jersey.
Rumsey Beats.
I'm out here fish for this money and I'm reeling in these big bucks. My car be so shitty, be giving niggas their bubble guts. So washed up, all they start to do is rust. I'm realer than most niggas, but most niggas don't know. Bad bitch, yellow tape, hazard. Damn right, I'm a savage. You don't get it? Well, it's tragic. They run around here like magic. I'm beastin' Jurassic. I'm gone off them Cali skies, feeling like I'm flying. New diamonds, but I'm shining. Supposed to be the greatest, fuck you haters. Yeah, and D-Ho, bitch, I see you later. See you later. We out in these streets every day, yeah, I'm about it.
Niggas talking about they about that life,
but nigga, I doubt it.
Niggas don't want that.
One for the money, two for the hoes, three for my niggas that be getting that dough, four for the mo, nigga, five, six, seven, eight, nine, holler points, make a nigga get loud. Tell me why y'all niggas always talking shit like y'all master shit. Skinny jeans on some faggot shit, I'm about to smash some shit, cause I ain't having it. Let me explain myself, I'm about that shit, I walk that shit, y'all talk that shit, I balk that shit. Yo, click ain't shit, you niggas all bitch, it's all for the game till a nigga get hit. Money on my mind, nigga, all about dollars. They say it ain't tricking if you got it, but I call it tricking if a nigga out here making it rain and ain't making no profit. So nigga, just stop it. But y'all make the game look so sloppy. When I thought I can't stop it, me and Mr. Lee Ben had this motherfucker locked up. Hold up, we don't give a fuck. Mad cause the bitch chose us. One shit, Papa Tony showed up, then we rolled up. Now that whole fucking lot built up. You niggas ain't a word to me. I serve the beat. Burn a nigga up, leave a nigga third degree. It's an emergency. Y'all niggas come and see who this nigga is thinking that he's serving me. Nah, I'm just fucking with y'all. But we ain't really fucking with y'all. Cause we ain't really fucking with y'all. Nah, we ain't really fucking with y'all.
Body.
Money on my mind, I can't think about what's more important than talking that shit. Well, you gon' need some reinforcement. My bitch bad, they gon' need endorsement. Can't really tell who them niggas talk. Can't be me, cause I'm about my shit. You know I'm about it, bitch. Me and my nigga shorty rock. We bout to make this city pop. If all them niggas mad about it, guess you walk in such a cop. I'm running to the money like magic. Yeah, I'm always back. They see it as a habit. I swear that I ain't bragging. I put it on for my city. Take the whole crew with me. Tell them take it like Diddy. Bitch, show me them titties. Yeah, my boots cut throat. You niggas dirty. You need soap. You need fame. You need hope. You need love. You need a hope. We out in these streets every day. Yeah, I'm about it. Niggas talking about they about that life. But nigga, I doubt it. Niggas don't want that.
Hard, but some niggas don't stand out. I'm trying to get it high there. Fuck another nigga bit. I was born just to hustle and get it high. Yeah, motherfucker know the game hard. Gotta put in the work to get a pay call. Every day that I'm hustling, it'll pay off. Till the time come, tell a nigga cake off. Yeah, we ready for the cake off. Shit, I'm hood, so I gotta get my weight off. It don't matter if it's sticky rock hard, where they grip on the motherfucking white, where they face off. Yeah, face off. Money in the bank, so I'm about that. Nigga gotta hustle, tell a nigga get about that. Tell you count money in a way that you can doubt that, motherfucker. You really ain't doubt that. When it get real, you the first to get about that. Leave a nigga score, ain't no way that you can bounce back. Nigga, this the real, so the money, we gon' count that, nigga.
Hustle, we a hustle, we the live up on the street. We don't give up, we ride them beats like the heat. Yes, in it like cloud and we floating on the street. We hustle, yes, we hustle. We a flirt, flirt, cause we know say we too sick. Yes, in it we got it chopping them just like a seed. Say we a believe life, we never gonna quit. Every day we on the street.
See, I get it, then 10 toes on these streets. Sled high go, cause my team gotta eat. Boss class CEO, you know that's me. I hustle, yes, I hustle.
Hustle on the track, got hustle on the track. Goons in the back, cause I roll like that. On the west coast, let's put your wig back. Throw your wig back, nigga, click, click, clack. Food for the dough, taking our bread, going dumb on the nigga. Hit him in his head, catch him in the motherfucking bed while I sleep. Him his wife up, gotta buy weed. Checking on the kids, make sure he sleep. Gun in his mouth, not got him on the knees. Don't get killed, a nigga will shoot. Raising the trap, not bees in the booth. Hoes ain't trapping, hoes just japping. Boss fight, drama fight, bust to make it happen. Chillin' in your guts, giving goosebumps. Making love to the beat, not about to bust a nut, nigga.
Hustle, we a hustle, we the live up on the street. We don't give up, we ride them beats like the heat. Yes, in it like cloud that we floating on the street. We hustle, yes, we hustle. We a flirt, flirt, cause we know say we too sick. Yes, indeed, we got it chopping them just like a seed. Said we are believe life, we never gonna quit. Every day we're on the street.
Till Jeff do his part, I'm ready to the game. Jack and the robber trying to hit me a range. Black cushion cut diamonds in my chain. Fuck around, I bring the flame in the rain. 5 + 10 + 2 equals the hoes I will put in you. Ain't a damn thing left in this world to lose. 17 years later, rap singing my blues. Ain't a damn thing changed, I stunts in the rain. Shitting on Ace, courtesy of cocaine. Pocket full of guap on the block, dodging cops at the same time. Watching and dodging these shots from these hating ass niggas trying to see me bleed. Crumble crush, bring me to my knees. I hate these niggas and these bitches snitching, suck on knees.
Taste the 4-0, we about that cash. Through your front door, hoodie burning the mask. Lay down, wait down, nigga ain't playing. What the fuck you think? Wait, we laying. Fuck what you saying, this drama side. Still a reason your mama cry. Fuck what you saying, this drama side. Still a reason your mama cry.
Hustle, we a hustle, we the rape up on the streets. We don't give up, we ride them beats like the heat. Yes, in it like cloud nine, we floating upon the streets. We hustle, yes, we hustle. We be a flirt, flirt, cause we know that we too sick. Yes, in it, we got it chopping them just like a seed. Said we a believe life, we never gonna quit. Every day we upon the streets.
Granddad, have you asked yourself why a 20-year-old girl would want to go out with a man your age?
Because I laid my game down quite flat.
Game? What you know about the game, Granddad?
I know the game.
Taking women out to eat, giving them free meals? What part of the game is that? You taking her to Red Lobster with the cheddar biscuits. The fam ain't eating cheddar biscuits, but this random broad is eating cheddar biscuits.
I know the game. Your granddaddy knows the game.
Game recognize game, granddad.
I recognize game. Your granddaddy recognize game.
Game recognize game, and you looking kind of unfamiliar right now. I can't. Where's granddad? Can I help you, sir?
Yeah. It's your boy, Levi Kev. You are now tuning in to Slab Sundays with your boy, The Dagger, West Coast, all day. Yeah, man.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slab Sundays, The Dagger. L.A., West Coast, all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. And again, this is Slab Sundays. If you're just getting here, thanks for being here. And if you've been here from the jump, you already know it's about to go down. But I guess, first of all, again, if you're just tuning in or you want to get in on the conversation, 661-621-7559. As always, just chill in the queue. Or you press 1, and that'll let me know you want to holler at me. All right, but I guess what I want to start off with, it says, you know, this happens to be the subject of the day right now, is Easter, right? Now, again, I don't know the story or anything. You know, I don't follow the Bible probably as much as I should, but as far as my understanding is that Easter is to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. If I am correct, if I'm wrong, then I apologize, but I think that's really what Easter is for. Now, the only issue I have with this is I'm trying to figure out how it went from resurrection to bunnies and eggs and Easter eggs and Easter baskets and all this stuff going on now that I've been seeing all damn day. That's what I'm trying, because I don't see the correlation between the resurrection of Jesus and bunny rabbits. I don't see it. And to me, it at least seems like that it's more so. When Easter comes around, and that's all we do see. All we see is Easter baskets, bunny rabbits, candy, this, that. You know what I mean? So that's why I was trying to figure that out for the life of me. Because none of that has anything to do with resurrection. But then it's also the same day, you know, everybody's in church. And I noticed that today too. People that don't go to church at all during the whole year or whenever, or barely go to church, or whatever, everybody, for whatever reason, makes sure they're in church this Sunday. You know, today, they were in church today. People's probably still in church now. You know, so it's just, that's crazy too. Because then next week it ain't gonna be that many people there. You know, it's like it's family day to go to church. Like, okay, we're all gonna go to church because it's Easter. I mean, I'm just bringing these things up because, you know, I'm one of the people that's just like I don't do shit just because, you know, just because it's the, just because everybody else doing it. I'm just trying to figure out, you know, where some people's heads are. Now, Or I've always said it before, how people, you know, you holidays begin to lose their meaning. Or maybe it's just me. Maybe it's the older that I get, the more, maybe it's my fault. I don't know. Hold on. Let me see something. I want to check something real quick. Maybe it's my problem, because I've also noticed that the older you get, the less and less holidays seem to matter. You know what I mean? And what I mean by that is that unless you got kids. I mean, if you got kids, then the kids kind of rejuvenate your feeling into the holidays. Hold on, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Let's see who's out there. Straight up the 904-3923. You got Dagger. What'd it do?
Got a message on my Apple screen. I'll remember to press one.
Oh, you did? Oh, you pressed one? Okay, my fault, Pippin. Don't even chill. Go ahead. I got you back. Just go ahead and chill out and hang out. My bad. I just thought you had pressed it. Unless you had, I don't know what you got going on though. Unless you don't want to be on air.
No, it's silky, man.
Okay, you good? Okay, well for sure, man. So who am I talking to? What's up? Who's this?
Well, it's silky.
Silky, what it do, Silky, man? How you feeling tonight?
Yeah, I got a
Silky. All right, so I'll come back to you, Silky. We'll see if we can get out, because I don't know what's going on, but okay. Hold on real quick. Oh, but I know who this is. Though. Hold on. This is crazy. Oh, man. Hold on. Come on. I know you can do it. Levi.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. How you feeling?
I'm all right.
You all right? That's good. For all those that don't know, Levi Kell. Well, they know, man. Google this, man. But let's get down to business, as I was talking about, though, Levi. You hanging out, or you just stopping by?
Oh, man. I'm just... stopping by tonight, man.
Oh, just stopping by? Okay, well, okay. Let people know what's up with you. What they get, you know, I said it already, but say it again and let people know what you got, what they could be looking for real soon.
Oh, man. Part 2, finally, of No Return Remix.
Uh-oh.
That's coming soon.
With the ladies?
Yeah, man.
Ah, shit. The other side of the coin, huh? All right, for sure. Can't wait to see who's on that shit. Keep going.
of course, I decided to push back the album release.
All right.
Manager feels like, you know, she wants to promote me overseas a lot heavier first.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to go with that way. You know, I can have a successful release.
No problem. That shit, get that overseas money, man, everywhere, nigga, across continental.
Yeah. But, you know, for those who don't know me, Google me and get to know me, goddamn.
For sure. Levi Kev, always good. Thanks for checking in, man. And, yeah, man, we on the lookout for it, man. I'm going to play part one, you know, for No Return a little bit later. So we already know stuff, so the people can already know what to look for in part two.
Hey, you know I'm back, so you can tag me in it now.
Oh, I can tag you now. Okay. Yeah. Welcome back. Like,
yeah, man.
For sure. Well, that's my new segment, because what I do is now, like, for those that are out there listening, when I say I'm going to play tag, because you know what I feel, Levi? I feel that, you know, I was doing people a favor, in a sense, you know, going out there tagging people, you know, that may not listen to the show, but then they see that their shit is getting played. And then they come on like, ooh, you know what I mean, like that.
Yeah.
You know, instead of just listening, like, you know, they should. You know, I'm not trying to badmouth nobody, just saying. So,
yeah.
What I do now though is that I play tag for a little while. It's like I may do it for 1 second or for 2 seconds. That's when I go, and if I see somebody on or whatever, then I'll tag them during that segment. But then it's like, nah. Besides that, you got to know if I'm playing you or not. How you gonna know if you play unless you support and listen, right?
Right.
Am I wrong for doing it that way?
No.
Okay. That's all. I'm just making sure. Like, you know what I mean? If you want to know if you get played, listen to this show. Because, like I said, if your shit slaps, it's always in rotation. But all right, Levi, man. Thanks for checking in. And yeah, man. Anytime, man. Get at me.
You know, my manager made sure she put you in my bio and Bang Out Radio.
Ah, that's why. Can I get a copy of that? Can I get a print of it or something? Can I see it? Like, let me get that in the email or something. Let me see it.
I will forward it to you, man. I will forward you my new bio.
Good looking out. And actually what I'll do is, and then if you got any new promo pics, send me a new one too, and I'll update the information in my, artist in rotation. And I'll put the new bio up under that.
All right, cool.
For sure. All right, holla at me.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, yeah. But as I was saying, you know, it's like, That's the one just dumbness about, I'm not going to say, Easter is dumb. It just seems like the theme behind, because, you know me, I look at the whole picture. I don't just look at one little thing. I try to look at the whole thing, you know, as a whole. And, And in the big picture, it just seems like, you know, that people are just finding excuses to just do shit. There's no meaning behind it. You know, and it's weird. Maybe I should just have kids by now or something like that, because maybe I'll look at it different. Because, you know, kids will give you a reason to be excited about stuff or to get re-into things and everything like that. Because, you know, you look at a kid smile and light up and everything like that. I mean, those things I understand. But still, you know, what Easter was originally for is not what it seems to be right now. You know, it seems to have become something else. Or maybe it was always like that, and I didn't know. This is why I need – if anybody wants to help out Bang Out Radio, and I keep saying this all the time, I need somebody that, like, can handle – I need a computer geek. You know, I'll be saying this, like, right now, like can I get a little bit of history on Easter, where it came from, you know, maybe some of the old methods of it, things like that. You'll be able to be on a computer looking it up, and we can have some more information for people. So, again, I'm sorry. This is why I need help. But yeah, just – Just, and that shit's just dumb to me because, you know, I mean, okay, you wanted to eat, you know, you get around family and everything, okay, that's fine, but it's like, are y'all just doing that because what? Are y'all doing that because y'all celebrating Jesus getting resurrected? Or are y'all just looking for an excuse to hang out? And if it is what it is, then, you know, that's fine. I'm not trying to downplay anything that anybody is doing. You know, if today's the only day you go to church, then fine. At least you went to church one day out of the year. You're doing better than me. You know, I'm just saying that the values of things are still changing. You know, it just seems like that what it's supposed to be or how things should be is not how it is. And that's just the cold part about it, because at some point I think it would have been a little bit different. But at the other side, it's like, you know, I'm not trying to downplay nobody's, again, nobody smiles. But again, look at, I mean, this is L.A. I don't know if people get down, you know, how other things go down in other places in there. But, I mean, when you know it's some shit, especially when, like, you're driving down the street and you got all these people setting up all these Easter baskets and everything, these $5 Easter baskets here and there on every other major corner or something like that. And how is this in celebration of our Savior's resurrection? You know, this shit just don't make sense to me. It just seems like something else. Or another way for people to try to get money out of other people. So, I mean, I just don't fall into that part of it. Again, if you're gonna follow it for the true reasons, then by all means, do that. But I mean, don't try to play it off like it's not what it is, or you're doing more than what you really are doing. You know, I don't know if that makes sense. I'm trying to make it make sense, but it's just like you can't. I'm just not with the bullshit or the fake shit or any of that kind of stuff, and I'm not trying to be about that, so I'm not going to act in that way. Like, that type of shit is cool and everything's okay, because to me, at least, it's not. It's not. But, like I said, who am I? I ain't nobody to sit up here and tell people to do what's right, what's wrong. I'm just trying to give y'all a different way to think or another way to think, or maybe somebody out there is thinking the way I do. Because it just doesn't make sense. You know, the true church people, you know what I mean, or we're going to stick with on the religious side of things, people that are in church every Sunday, you know, these people are probably thinking the same thing I'm saying right now, like, all y'all people come to church on this one day, and I'll never see y'all ever, you know, the real church people. And, you know, there's those fly-by-night church people. There's a difference. So, I mean, I'm not saying nothing wrong, but it is just what it is. It's like, if you're going to be dedicated to what you're doing, then be dedicated. Don't half-ass shit. And that's just how I've always felt about anything. Don't ever half-ass anything. You're either going to do it or you're not going to do it. It's real simple. It's real point blank. It's real. But I just can't stand, you know, when people falsify things, even when you falsify yourself or you're just false in anything, whatever that may be. Don't be false. Be true. Be real. Be honest. It's like making New Year's resolutions and then you do it for one day or a week or maybe a month, you know, and then it's right back to the same old shit. What is it? Where are we going? This March, about to be April. How many of y'all are doing the same shit y'all was doing last year that you said you weren't going to be doing? Out of curiosity. You know, just something to think about. You know, it's not about pointing out fingers. It's just some self-recognition, you know, realize yourself. Sometimes you got to slap yourself. You know, we try to slap other people. Sometimes you got to slap yourself, too, just to make sure shit's straight and everything's correct. All right? All right, y'all, let's get back into the music. And then, I got some shit I got to talk about when I get back because, you know, this is involving Bang Out Radio and somebody that who has an issue with me, who voiced their issue. And, you know, I love it when people voice their issues about me. So we're going to get into that in a second. All right, we'll be right back. And, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day. Be right back.
Touch see you, nigga. Look, I'm young while the reckless got a bad chick in Texas. All she listened to was Bun and Pimp. Old school flexing, man, these niggas playing catch up. I don't never let up. My system on zombie, I follow up dead up. Look at me now, Chris Brown. Was nobody there, but I found the shit now. This is for my cousins down at Little Rock. They sold a little weed, they sold a little rock. They was cleaning boy with mainstream. They said, Mark, you keep rapping to keep your hands clean. One time for that real shit. Treat a nigga like family and they still switch. Fuck it. Hey, look, the grass got greener. My daughter got older and my flow got meaner. You looking for your girl? I ain't seen her. If she say she don't love me, oh, your mama don't believe her. I be spittin' Daffy Duck, I be winning, it ain't luck, nigga, suck. And yeah, bitch, I'm on my high horse. I never snitch, I'd rather die first. Yeah, play it till I die. You know how I roll, baby, losing ain't an option if you playin' with a goal. Niggas out here making moves, but I play it how it go. Yeah, I'm smoking, yeah, I'm drinking, but I swear I make control, hold up. Hey, I do it there like that, do it there like that, do it there like that.
Greatest hustle, the most hated, and these lame niggas hating. Wishing we won't make it, I felt HBO special. You niggas still spitting basic when the basic. I need everybody to fucking crank it. This that wicked mean West, though. Kiki, kiki, yes, ho. Expensive jeans, beat necks, I'm still freaky fresh, though. Roses on the chauffeur, that mean my belt special. Don't bring a gun around me, cause I'm a whole klepto. Higher than I ever been, drunker than I ever saw. I live the life of an out of control fucking boss. I told the mama what you want, baby, fuck the coast. That boy so sick, you hit a flim all in my coat. I look like royalty, king shit, totally. Wordplay, lava bound, other words I boil be. Crazy little nigga, I'm the leader of the orderly. The girl just sucked me dry and I ain't speaking metaphorically.
Play it till I die, yeah. You know how I roll, baby, losing ain't an option if you playing with a goal. Niggas out here making moves, but I play it how it go. Yeah, I'm smoking, yeah, I'm drinking, but I swear I make control, hold up. Hey,
I do it there like that, do it there like that, do it there like that.
Come and bust it open, then she gon' do it
there like that, do it there like that.
These niggas think that they got bitches. Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do.
These niggas think they fresh in they pictures.
Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do.
They claim the rest but don't represent it.
Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do. We want it all, you know that we with it. Cause that's what we do, we do, we do, we do.
We on, like a beam on the enemy. Functions get turned, but we're the gang in the facility. Blasphemy, blocks hit with a pedigree. We the party, oh, it's the ratchets in the varmints. I keep the gutter, street usher taught my originals how to get this money. And keep it coming, hardship with a hustle. And it's just because we run them, pushing American muscle, blowing perp, trying to function.
We do, we do.
Keep these bitches coming in twos, making executive moves off pills and mushrooms. Established on blocks where we known to get loose. From Central Los Angeles, bitch, here comes the boom. Rider shit, highly consumed. Toasting to no truth, off of cranberry juice and absolute. With the gang West Hood bound, absolute blocks get abuse. Turned up at high value.
These niggas think that they got bitches. Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do.
These niggas think they fresh and they pictures.
Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do.
They claim the rest but don't represent it.
Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do. We want it all, you know that we with it. Cause that's what we do, we do, we do, we do.
My rhymes is like fresh lines of that coca. These rap niggas weak, niggas sweet like Pinocha. My team full of vulture, misfits and calicos. Young fresh nigga, I'm flyer than pterodactyl. My flows, competitive with repetition. I tell them like a sedative, pussy, now pay attention. Competitive description with prescriptions for lanes. Hollow points is holocaust, molotovs and flames. The name ring bells in the clicks, I'm with sick. I'm fresh the best
and
with
it. Throw these beef up,
whoa, hold on. What's with it, gangsta gutter, my big brother. And I be with it, still smashing the motherfuckers. So please
please, no autographs till after the show. Before I blast, just let me ask you fresher than foe. No clue was cool because nobody come close to with it, gang punkin'. Can't nobody do it like we do.
They got bitches, nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
These niggas think they fresh in they pictures.
No, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
They claim the rest but don't represent it.
No, not like we do. We do, we do, we do. We want it all, you know that we with it. Cause that's what we do. We do, we do, we do. Boy, he got flows, and by now it's undeniable. Killing niggas lyrically, physically, psychological. The chronicles are witty. We the best of the best. So I rep the West like West, like fresh. Try to stay fresh. Nah, I'm not impressed with the words you be speaking. You tried to cook, it didn't crack. So go back to the kitchen and listen to this Iron Chef. With similes and metaphors, I love beef and my green. I'm an omnivore, quote the raven, never more. Never will you fuck me over. Never beat the witted boy that shows that we never sober. Never think you know me, never fixing your facts. These niggas think they us, they think they with it. Never that, we come from different lives. But witted boys be on the same page. I don't bang, but fuck it, no one's fucking with the witted gang. Show respect, step aside, them Laker jerseys coming through. Recognize that nobody does this shit like we do. These niggas think that they got bitches. Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
These niggas think they fresh in they pictures.
No, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
They claim the rest but don't represent it.
No, not like we do. We do, we do, we do. We want it all, you know that we with it. Cause that's what we do. We do, we do, we do.
We do. We do. We do. We do. Believe that judge is making us go to a month of AA.
You know, if you ask me, this is going to be a good thing for both of you. There's a lesson you need to learn.
What are you talking about? What lesson? I don't need to go to AA. I'm a social drinker, not an alcoholic.
Yeah, that's like saying rappers are really poets.
I'm not saying she's a gold digger, but she's not messing with... Who isn't she messing with?
West Coast Millie Gang, really Pub Night.
Lopez and the Shady Town.
Bang Out Radio.
Bang
Out Radio.
Yeah, y'all, we back. Slap Sundays, The Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Again, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559. And either just chill in the queue, as always, or you press 1 to holler at me. I mean, hold on one second here. Hold on, y'all. Sorry, hold on. All right, yeah, we back. Sorry about that. But, what I'm about to get into and what I got to get into right now is this. It's just funny because, first of all, let me start off by saying, what I'm doing here on this radio station, like I said, I'm just giving people a platform to be able to let out either their music, their frustrations, or just be themselves. All right, that's number one. I don't judge anybody over here. I don't make it so other people can judge people. You know, I don't carry myself in that manner because I don't feel that I'm better than anybody else to be judging people. I do point out stupid shit, things that I don't agree with, things like that. But again, my bottom line is always is, well, if you're going to do what you do, as long as you're not bothering me, then you're at liberty to do whatever you see fit. You know, so that's how it's always been. But when people, like, attack me in a sense, when this happens to me a lot, it's like people attack me when I ain't trying to do nothing to nobody. You know what I mean? When I'm just minding my business, when I'm just trying to carry on, when I'm just trying to, you know, stay focused on what I'm doing, try to stay positive. Out of nowhere, the strangest people that don't even know me, sometimes. Come at me in the weirdest ways, in the most fucked up ways somehow, and it's like, over what? There's just a little background, but let me tell y'all what's going down. Let me tell y'all, you know, I'm bringing it to the Bang Out family, because this involves Bang Out Radio, and this motherfucker and this female, you know what I mean, is basically hating. Well, let me just, basically what happened was, because when I promote the show, many of you know this because either some of you either get the emails or some of you get the texts or, you know, however you find out about the show, however you heard about the show. How I promote the show is I send some things out on Facebook, I send out a mass email to people, and I send out texts if I get enough time to do all three. Sometimes I don't have enough time to do all three. Sometimes I do one, sometimes maybe I do two. You know, it just depends. Now, what happened was, when I send out the emails, you know, people do what they do with the email. I'm just sending out an email so people know what's up. And I send one out for every show up I have the time, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. So about four emails a week, which don't even get like that, because for y'all that's been following the show, know sometimes I'll be missing the show, so it's not always four emails a week, but ideally it's four emails a week. Apparently, I don't know if anybody else is out there, but apparently one female is so pissed off at the emails that I send out that she felt the need to write me back and basically make threats and go hard on a nigga because of an email I sent out about the show. Now, I can't make these things up. Like I'm saying, y'all, I don't make these things up. So let me go to my emails real quick. Let me pull these up so y'all can see exactly what. Now I'll give her this. Originally, I sent out one. She replied back talking about I would like to be removed from the list. Now, first of all, this isn't a list. Well, it is a list, but let me explain this. I don't search for people's emails. You know what I mean? I don't steal emails. I don't, you know, when other people email me, I don't go through their email list and steal their emails to add them to my. I don't do that. If you receive an email from me about the Bang Out Radio Show or anything like that, that means at some point in time in your life, you have contacted me about the show in some shape, way, or form. Either you have sent me your music and I replied that way. Either you were a beauty of the week and I replied that way. Either you sent in your beats and I replied that way. However it is, I got your email because you hit me up first. Now, if it was way at the beginning when I first started here that I got your email or something like that, and then you done forgot or whatever by now or whatever, I don't know. That's your own business. But what I'm simply saying is I don't go searching for people's emails. I don't obtain emails falsely. You had to either give me your email so I added, so I asked you for it and you told me it was okay to email you and I added you to the list, you know what I mean? Or you sent me something in regards to the show and then I added you to the list. That's the only way you're getting added to the list. So when she hit me up talking about remover, at first I was like, okay, yeah, whatever, I'll try to do that, fine. You know, just to be like, whatever. Now, but then I thought about it, and then when I actually was about to do it and I looked at my list, you know, I send an email out. When I send one email, I send it out to over almost like 300-400 people, 300-400 emails. You think I'm about to go through each and every one of those, you know, fan through them or whatever to try to find your one email, your one to take you out of the whole list? Like, I wasn't doing that. I thought about doing it, but I didn't do it. But here's what happened next, right? Because like I said, I send them out normally anyway. I just send them out per show, and that's just what I do. I add people to the list. It's hard for me to take people off. Now, here's another email I received. Now, this is also funny because, you know, when people try to yell at you through an email or whatever, you know, things be all in all, things be gone in all, you know, all caps and everything like that. Now, look, here we go. Now, look, and I'm gonna try to read it like how I think she may have been typing it or what she was thinking over there. But it's like, look, and these are her words, not mine. Look, I've asked you to remove me from this fucking list. Why haven't I been renewed? Why haven't I been removed? I don't know you, and I don't care about this stupid-ass email or whether. Oh, wait, Before this, when she asked me to be removed because she didn't know, she said something like, I don't know what this bullshit about is or whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll go ahead and try to remove you, but why do you got to call my shit bullshit if you ain't even listened or heard it? Why don't you listen before you call my shit bullshit? Then this is the one I got back. Okay, now let's try this one more time. Look, I've asked you to remove me from this fucking list. Why haven't I been removed? Now, also, you know, misspellings, typos, and everything. You know, people are mad. They just, you know, she spelled fucking, I removed from this list, T-H-I-U-S, so this fucking list. Why haven't I been removed? I don't know you, and I don't care about this stupid-ass email or whatever the fuck it is. Today I'm calling in and going off. You told me before you removed me. Why lie? This is my work email, and I'm sick and fucking tired of getting shit I don't know nothing about. Remove me or I'm reporting you to the BBB. Thank you. Now look, see, I'm a very simple man. I'm a very simple man. I try to be, but when shit like this happens, it leads me to want to do certain things. Not necessarily in a bad way, but it's like, first of all, why are you so upset? You know, okay, you don't know me. You had to know me at some point. This is what I said before. Just because you forgot who I was, like I said, I don't know you either, but I got like 400 fucking emails that I go through a day and shit like that. So, I mean, I'm probably not going to know you. But at some point, you did know me. It's not like, you know, like I said, I don't go searching for people. I don't go searching for emails, and I didn't just pull your email out of the fucking sky. You know, you gave it to me at some point. Whether you forgot who you gave your fucking email to, that's on your problem. And, okay, it's your work email. So fucking what? So another thing I'm also thinking, though, I must also think that it's like she must get a whole lot of fucking, like, hate or not hate mail, but, like, junk mail, spam mail and everything like that to be saying shit like, and I'm sick and fucking tired of getting shit I don't know nothing about. You must not know a lot of things. If you're getting that much shit, sound like you're dumb. You know? And, okay, why lie? Okay, yeah, guys lie. But my thing is like this, on the other side of things, like, look. How many people open up their email on a daily basis and receive spam, shit they don't want, things like that and everything? People, that's what emails are. When you open up your email, unless you got some super kind of email or something that only certain people have that you know only your friends or whatever will be only sending you certain shit or whatever, if you got basically a generic email, just a regular email, everybody receives shit in their email that they don't want. I receive shit in my email I don't want every day. But the fact that you go out of your way to not only write this, you know what I mean, to write this back in this manner with this kind of tone and negativity, what is going on in your life? What happened to just pressing the delete button? Delete, like I do. When I got an email I don't want, I delete it. It takes 1 second, maybe two, to click it and then hit the delete button. It takes maybe 1-2 seconds, click, click. It had to take you at least 2 minutes, 3 minutes to sit here and with an attitude and shit to write all this out and everything and be cussing. And who you cussing? Why? This is what I mean. Who you cussing? You don't know me. Who you cussing at like this? Through an email. Big bad motherfucker, you know, talking shit through an email. Oh, I wish she called into the show. I hope she called into the show. I hope you're listening right now. If you're listening, call in on the next show because you said you was going to call in. I get tired of people that be talking about they're going to do shit and ain't going to do shit. So call in and talk to me. I want to know why you so fucking hostile. It ain't that serious. Fucking delete the email or block me. Every fucking website in the world has a way you can block people you don't want contacting you on that damn website. Everything got a block list. Facebook, whatever else you fucking on, emails. You can block emails and getting contacted from people. Bitch, if it's that serious, block me. Then you won't get none of my emails. But no, just like a dumb bitch. This is what dumb people do. You want to sit up here and you want to go, you know, get all amped up, you know, sit up here cussing out somebody you don't know, according to you. So you just cussing out total strangers and shit. It's not like I'm a fucking bill collector and I'm trying to get anything out of you. It's over a fucking email. What the fuck is your problem? Calm the fuck down. Get some dick in your life or something. Something's wrong with you. And then remove me or I'm reporting you to the BBB. For those that don't know, the Better Business Bureau. Bitch, this is an independent radio station. Who you reporting me to? You really think the Better Business Bureau is going to come down to wherever I'm recording the show? Like right now I'm in the garage, right? They're going to come down to the garage, knock on the garage like, excuse me, sir, we need to shut down your radio show because this bitch has got a problem with it because you sent her an email Because you send her 4 emails a week at most. She has a real problem. She needs you to shut down your whole show. Bitch, please, you sound stupid. And like I said, I don't attack people. But when you come at me over something that you, like you said, you don't know shit about what's going on over here on Bang Radio. You don't know shit about it. I told your ass to listen to the show. Maybe you would know something. Or at least then, if you listen once, then you can form an opinion. You can call my shit bullshit if you listen to it once and then feel my shit is bullshit. That's fine. That's what people do. At least you listen to it to form an opinion. You sound like any of these dumb motherfuckers out here that form opinions over shit they don't know nothing about. And you just like the rest of them. This is why I see, I swear to God, I hope you call in. Please call in. I'm not even, and if you call in, like I said, I wouldn't even be disrespectful. I would actually be talking right now cussing because I'm upset and I'm hot because, like I said, you came at me foul. And I'm going to cuss and scream now because I got respect when I talk to people until they cross me. So if she ever does call in, I'm going to have to be respectful at first until she crossed that line. But right now, fuck you. Whoever you are. If that's how you feel, I say it all the time. You feel it, fuck me, fuck you too. I'm not going to lose no sleep over no nothing, and you shouldn't either. You shouldn't even got all amped up to do this. But this is the world we live in now. Just like I was speaking about this on Friday a little bit. Like I said, if you missed the Friday show, go back and listen. Like I said, women done lost their fucking mind in the world nowadays. Bitch, don't nobody owe you nothing. You're gonna remove me and you're gonna do this or you're gonna do that or I'm reporting. Bitch, go ahead. Report me. Go ahead. Give my email. What you gonna get? My email? Like I said, this isn't a business like that, bitch. I do this because I want to. Independent. Don't nobody pay for shit over here. The only person that's paying for shit is me. So what the fuck are you gonna shut down? Swear to God, man. Then have the audacity. Hold on. Did she write me too? Yeah, look, here we go. Look, let's see. Here go the other one. Wait, where is it? Where is it? Hold on. No, it's the same one. But even her tagline was, you know, in the subject of the line, it said, fuck this radio shit. Fuck this radio bullshit. Stop emailing me or I'll report you. That was in the subject line of the email that she sent me. So I just can't imagine, like, what's going through, what was so wrong in your day or what's so wrong in your life where an email from me, of all people, out of all the emails you get, I'm sure I'm not the only email you get that you don't know the person you're talking to. I can't be the only one. I'm sorry. But out of all the emails you get, I'm the one you got an attitude with. And not only that, you feel the need to voice that to me somehow instead of just deleting the email. I don't get it. These are the people that look for trouble. These are the people that look for beef. Now, see, here's what I want to do. Because, I mean, I feel that at least anybody out there listening right now, listening or that supports Bang Out and everything like that has been fucking with me from the beginning and know how I get down about shit. No, I don't mean nobody no harm and no foul and know that I don't be trying to be disrespectful to people and everything like that. But when shit like this happens, you know what I mean? I feel, as I always do, I got a right to retaliate. I should retaliate. And I got people that will help me retaliate. It's so crazy, bitch, because you don't realize, like whoever this bitch is, you don't realize that if I wanted to do some crazy shit, I would take this email that you're all amped up about. You know, this is my work email. I'm tired of getting shit that I don't know. And I would take this email, post this email up in the craziest places. I would have motherfucking Bang Out people hitting up your email talking about leave Bang Out Radio alone. I would put your shit up on some porn site somewhere talking about email me for good times, this, that, or whatever, bitch. You know what I mean? I would do all kind of shit with your email and fuck your email up just because you feel so gung-ho about this. It's a fucking email. If it's so bad, delete that one and make a new one. Oh, but I know the type of bitch you are, though. You the type of bitch that feels like, nah, I get to tell people what to do, and they going to listen no matter what. You know what I mean? And if not, then I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do it. You one of them type of bitches. And, yeah, I'm calling you a bitch because I don't know your name individually, but you acting like a bitch. You came at me like a bitch. So I'm going to treat you like a bitch. Because all I did when you sent the email the first time, all I asked you was, why do you have to call my shit? If you ain't listened to it, maybe you could check it out. And, yeah, I'll try to get you off of that list. If the next email would have been like, you know what, I'm still on the list. I asked you about this, you know, maybe. If you had came, I'd be respectful. I would have been like, you know what, she's right. Maybe I do need to. But you didn't do that. You want to start cussing and low-key yelling at a dude through an email and everything. And, again, I don't want to sound mad because really I'm not. But I love smashing bitches that be thinking they hot. This is the exact reason why I write the songs that I do. This is the exact reason why I think the way that I do. Because this is absolutely nothing right here. This is absolutely nothing. You know what I mean? It's something if you make it something. We're making it something because, again, we're artists. We're real motherfuckers. We're real people. I assume that the people that listen to this show, that come across this show, that spread word about this show, either respect me, respect the music, or respect both. You know what I mean? They respect what I'm trying to do over here. Because, I mean, if you didn't, or if you don't like nothing about what I'm doing over here, you wouldn't even be fucking over here. Unless you're spying on me, which is okay, if that's what you want to do. But I feel that majority of the people, like I said, support and actually like what's going on over here. If you don't fucking be here. Bye. Like I said, this shit ain't going to hurt me. I've been saying this since I started Bang Out Radio. I don't give a fuck if 10 people are listening to this show. I'm going to roll with them 10 people. But thank God and everything, or thankfully, you know, it's way more than 10 people. A whole lot more than 10 people. More people than I even fucking expected. So you think your one little shit is going to stop something? Bitch, try. Try. I want you to. Because I'm the main person. I'm always, and this happens always in my life throughout everything. Everybody that want to cross me in any shape, way, or form, be it in the streets, be it on email, be it on radio, be it on music, anybody that always try to cross me, don't cross that line. They get right up on the line, and they don't cross it though. You can talk all that shit from behind the line or way over there as you want to. Like I said, motherfuckers talk shit all day. Talk. You can talk all the fuck you want to. People have been talking all their life. I've heard all kind of bullshit come out of somebody's mouth. So you can say whatever. Cross the line. Then we'll see what happens. Because it's not just me. Like I said, I'm just kind of running things. I'm just trying to keep things in control. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people that I feel actually really support and be on this Bang Out Radio shit. So you want to take on Bang Out Radio? You want to take on the squad? Because you don't know how to press a delete button or to block somebody? So, yes, please. Please call into the show. I want you to call into. I will put up. You know, I'll put aside a special time just so I could talk to you because I want to know what's going on with you. And, again, I'll be respectful when I'm talking to you unless you, like I said, don't, I'll be as respectful as I can be. Like I said, right now I'm upset because I just want people to know. I'm not even upset. I just want people to know how I feel about this because, again, I didn't, and I'm doing this, like I said, to give people a platform to be real, to let off their emotions and everything like that. So, I mean, yeah, come on the show and let off your emotions. I said it all the time. If you got a problem with me, you can always come on here and say it. But all this behind the scenes and I'm going to threaten to shut you down and this, that, or whatever, shit that bitches do. And you just another bitch doing what an angry, dumb bitch does, in my opinion, because I don't know you. And that's what you're showing me, though. So, if you want to show me something different, by all means, I'm right here, as I always am, every fucking Sunday from 7 to 9, all right? Every Monday, 7 to 9, every Wednesday, 9 to 11, with my co-host, Queen V. And you better not call in on Wednesday disrespecting my co-host, because she'll go off. Oh, or please call in on Friday. Call in on Fuck You Friday, where I got 2 hours to talk to you. Call in, 6 to 8 on Friday. Call in. 661-621-7559. Get at me. Fuck this email shit. The Dagger. God. But yeah, y'all. Ooh, I have to get that out real quick, man. But that shit is crazy because, like I said, I'm not sitting here trying to hurt nobody. I was trying to mind my motherfucking business, and bitches think that an email done threw off their whole fucking day. You know, my email done ruined your whole life, right? It's my fault. That's my fault, right? Tired of motherfuckers blaming me for shit, y'all. So, yeah, this is how I feel right now. I feel kind of all right? Daggers, double play. Be right back. Dumb bitches nowadays, man.
Here we go. Uh-oh. The Dagger.
Yep.
West Side all day, every day.
That's right.
L.A. R.I.P. Mac Drizzle.
Yeah,
we're gonna hype and feel kind of good.
Yeah, I mean,
this what it is what
it is.
It
is.
You ever felt this good?
A guy.
Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah.
I don't think y'all ready for this.
No.
It's real.
Yeah.
Yo. Yo. Now I'm a dangerous menace. That's why I'm cynically devious. So mischievous. I keep the weed pills drinking. I twist the bus, lift your spirits up, sink your love boat. Send your wife home, butt naked with a sore throat. Fix the mother long stroke. I'm racking my stacks, stacking my stacks. You stuck still, I'm running these laps, avoiding these traps. You niggas want me to slip. Now I've reached the point where I don't give a fuck or a shit. You spit or a quick piss, you faggy wearing lipstick. Bending over, letting niggas stick you with they dipstick. I flip tips quick, I be working with fast money. And it move hands so fast, you can't get none from me. Sipping on some rummy, where the sun is dark. I hit the park and spark. All these guppies scared of the shark. My bark is loud and my bite is much worse. Since I first cursed in the first words of my first verse. This beat is too saucy. And life is too costly. When you walk and tread softly. Yo, baby, back off me. This beat is too saucy. And life is too costly. When you walk and tread softly. Yo, baby, back off me. I'm hard to bend, always getting bent, but y'all forgot me. I lie, cheat, steal, way too high for ice hockey. I'm really cocky, everything I do has a purpose. You only see the surface.
Never trust it.
That's why you're nervous. I provide a service A to Z. Arson with activity, burglary with KIP. Fuck that nigga, Big Lee. But that's only three, I got 23 more letters. And everyone's a plan to get the mad fam more chatter. I'm feeling much better, it's like an end to a scandal.
Since everybody wants the truth,
let's see how much you can handle. Because everybody lies, gets lied to or lied on. Your president's a police collide, and I ain't doing nothing wrong. Never been an ex-con, too busy being a con man. What I do surprises you, then you will never understand. Always have my style, rough, rugged, with no grace. Friends call me Harvey Dent, foes call me Two-Face. This beat is too saucy. And life is too costly. When you walk and tread softly. Yo, baby, back off me. This beat is too saucy. And life is too costly. Yo, back off. I sent on a vacation, put the balance to bed. Chivalry is dead, you all will get the dagger instead. And I'm all about this money, no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
It's only money, dagger, dead.
Why I gotta be without killing Jack and Jill to pay off Pierre and Paul. I'm robbing Lucy for Ethel, got Ricky watching it all. Clap. Shit happens, watch where it falls. Sometimes I step in it, sometimes on the call. Grabbing my balls, I'm breaking laws, catching fades and making calls. Setting up me, got women skeeting, I can do it all. Flaws are very few, but they're a part of my nature. Got me doing dirty shit, sometimes it's lower to scrape.
What you gonna do?
I make you laugh, make you cry, make you sit and wonder why. Make you smile, make you laugh, calm you down and get you high. I got one goal, don't ever stop until I reach the top. I'm all about the future, fuck the past, is you in or not?
This beat is too saucy. Life is too costly. When you walk and tread softly. Yo, baby, back off me. This beat is too saucy. And life is too costly. When you walk and tread softly. Yo, baby, back off me.
That's all it is, dog. Don't trip. Don't worry about it. It's just right about now. Shit is real grimy right about now. You know what I mean? But it's all right. Don't trip. Kick back, smoke some weed, pop a pill. You know what I mean? Chill the fuck out. Yeah. Y'all mean? Nah.
Yeah, bitch. That's how I feel. I'm just riding right now. Yeah, I'm sorry. But it's bitches and people like that, like I said, are the exact reason why I do certain music in the way that I do it. Second, especially this music right here, man. Lately, I've been doing this anti-hater music, all right? There's three parts to a trilogy. Y'all been hearing them a lot in Dagger's Double Play. And I'm going to play it again one more time, because, bitch, this is exactly why I be doing what I do, because bitches like you, and this is why bitches like you is where songs like this come from, bitch. All right, here we go. Oh, I hope it plays, bitch. You better hope this shit. Oh, shit. Here we go.
Yeah. Dagger, bitches.
That's right. AKA 4DB.
I'm giving up. I gotta let this shit go.
Let it go, my nigga. Let it go.
Yeah.
Not really, bro.
Listen up. Follow this. I try to be good. The good guy keeps losing with the niggas I trust and the bitches I be choosing. Niggas say they got my back about their money when I get it. When I turn around, they're the first ones to stab me in it. I don't get it. First they on me, then they cross me. I see they two colors because they just want to kill me soft. I ain't letting shit ride. If I kill all the haters, would they consider that genocide? It's just a public service. Look at them. I got them nervous. If I'm doing something, then I do it with purpose. Fuck that. Ain't nothing magical. I'm living in a world full of stats, facts, and actual. No time to be casual. Dagger wasted a lot of that. My spidey sense. This is a hater, kill him on contact. I ain't getting sidetracked, Wyatt Earp is hunting him. Anybody hating the dagger, I'm gonna murder him.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. I told y'all I was done, well, you know. F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Damn right. These bitches think they niggas now. All be on that dumb shit. Bitch, get it right. You don't got one. You suck dick. You ain't a woman, bitch. A ratchet with a good disguise. Hide behind your fake hair and nails. Tell the real lies. You in a lot of tries to make ties last. Now I'm real quick to tell the bitch this. Cause either they real dumb or never made it out the 8th grade. Can't get a job fucking and sucking to get paid. All you do is get laid and act strange for chump change. Getting traded more to stocks, dude, like the stock exchange. Cause they ain't a cocky bitch that's trying to front. Sounding like them kids are Morty. So what? You got a car, house, job, and pay your own shit. None of that matters when you start acting like a... Yeah, you got power, but you lack responsibility. So fuck them off, cause caring about these women, it be killing me.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will. K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Damn right.
Who the fuck am I to get on the mic? It's the same guy high
smacking you to get some real hits. The same guy that's on the edge, but fucking now jumping off. But when I hit the bottom, I just stand up and walk it off. My skeleton is strong, bottom with antimantium.
Bitches mad, they throw me they pussy. I
throw it back at him, and I just laugh at him. Yeah, he's a rude dude at AGA. Hey, Mr. Nigga always got an attitude.
Because I don't pretend. See the world we living in, I shouldn't be trying.
Because real niggas, we don't ever win.
So I'm just getting by, because in the end,
I never fake it. I'll just be the hardest nigga on the mic that didn't make it.
That's my destiny, I live my life and let it be. And even with
Sasuke,
niggas couldn't see. I'm a delinquent, smoke Drake frequent.
West Coast best kept secret.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will. K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's
Thanks, Mrs. S. House rules.
Unfortunately, there's a stern side to the welcome basket.
No smoking pot.
Mom, Jeff needs it. He's got a prescription. He has a compulsive disorder that could get really bad if he goes off his medication. Oh, shut up, Haley. That's not true. Look, it's not even my rule. It's your dad's. You think I wouldn't like to spark up a doober every now and again? Just take a nice, slow, extra careful drive. But, Mom...
It's okay, Haley. I can handle it. I mean, weed's the thing I care about the most, but maybe that should be you.
Aw. Thanks, Jeff. Man, you got me thinking about weed now. That stuff makes me want to drink so much soda. I smoke a bone, then I drain a 2-liter of Sunkist in like a second. Freaks people out.
Fresh with it, you know, fresh the best with it, with a gang representative, and I'm banged out on Bang Out Radio. Hey, my nigga, it's Slap Sunday. Play some of them slaps for me. Hey, pass the blunt, Dagger. Damn. With it, boys, bitch.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sunday is a dagger.
LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. And again, if you want to call in, there's still time. 661-621-7559, as always. You can just chill in the queue, or you press 1 to holler at me. What else? What else? Well, I witnessed a female. I witnessed somebody literally have a straight physical and emotional breakdown, like literally live in front of me. If you have never seen anybody completely break down before, it's really an interesting sight to see. I don't spend too much time on the story, but it's like, basically I was picking up someone from work and I was dropping them off at the house. Now I pull up on the block, right? Now on the block, you know when you pull up on a block in the hood and everything, right? You know when you pull up on a block and it's in the hood. When there's a bunch of people outside and there's a lot of yelling going on, you know that's usually not a good thing, right? So I pull up on the block. Now, of course, you don't park right where all the yelling is going down because you don't know what's going on, who's involved and everything, but I got to park down the street because the person I'm dropping off lives down the street from where the argument and everything is going on. So these are all her peoples and everything down there. I mean, she know them. I know some of them. I kind of know the players or whatever, but I don't know exactly what's going on. I'm not trying to get involved in it either because I don't get involved in other people's bullshit. I got enough of my own shit to deal with. But now, of course, you pull up on a block. But then, of course, like I said, it's her people. She's the type of one to know what's going on and everything. So, you know, run out the window and all you hear is, fuck you, I'm not about to sit here, but you know how it go. Fuck you, I'll beat your ass, this, that, get the fuck off my block. You know, all that shit, right? You hear all that shit going on. So then I'm sitting in the car. She done got out the car and went down there to go see what's going on. One of the girls, the girl that has the emotional breakdown, she hasn't had it yet. It's on the verge of it. You know, it's in the process, right? She come walking by, like, shroom, somebody following her, shroom, you know, like four or five people following her and shit. Disappears for a little while, comes back, you know, the people come back, she doesn't come back. Then she comes back a little bit later. And then, you know, again, I'm sitting in the car the whole time. Whatever's going on is going on down the street. And, you know, all I'm hearing is just what people are saying, you know, all loud and everything. And because, like I said, I'm not the type that's going to get out like, oh, what the fuck is going on? Oh, shit. Because, like I said, I'm not, and I'm in the hood. I don't even like being up over here like that. And I'm technically waiting for somebody. So I kind of got to sit here. So it's like, okay, I'm just going to be as cool as possible. I'm listening. You know, I'm paying attention. I'm listening. Now, all right. Now, basically, let's just fast forward a little bit. All this shit goes on and everything. But here goes another little scene that I remember. One of the bitches, the girl who has the breakdown or is in the process of the breakdown, calls another girl a bitch who ain't got nothing to do with nothing. And you know how that shit go down, right? You ever see that thing where it's like, bitch, I wasn't even involved in this, and who you calling a bitch, you better watch it. And then she's still all amped up from whatever's going on her. Well, fuck you too then, bitch. Like, and then she was about, so, like I said, I'm just looking at this shit, right? I'm just witnessing it, the whole thing, right? And then people trying to break that up, like, nah, I'll beat your ass. I don't give a fuck right now, this, that. Like, oh, my God, yes, this is just what people do. Like, it amazes me. Like I said, I've seen the videos. I should have been out there with my damn kid. The only reason I wasn't out like that with my phone recording the shit is because I would have been the only one out there with a phone recording the shit with the spotlight on them and everything. So I don't think that would have went over well. Usually when you see these fight videos and everything with people recording, there's a group of people out there recording the video. So, you know, they can't just go after one person. It would have literally been me just right there on the bitches like, haha, you know, try to get the inside view. But I think that wouldn't have went good, so I didn't do it. But, so she avoids that ass whooping real quick. So, all right, dies down a little bit. Everybody, well, no, not even then. Police come on the block. I'm looking in the rear view. You know, eventually somebody's going to call the police. Somebody's going to call the motherfuckers. They pull up on the block, but it's only one female cop by herself, and then nothing really major go down. I think, you know, they separated people, you know, got their stories. You know, cops don't do shit. If ain't nobody dying or dead or anything like that, they don't do shit. I think she wrote a little report or whatever, was about there for 30 minutes, hopped back in the car, rolled the fuck on. Now, the girl who's in the process of the breakdown is, this is her family, I guess. She gets into it with her family all the time. This is her family's house that she was at. Now here's the story as I get it. Because now the family done went in the house, like, fuck it, we going in the house, fuck what's going on out here and everything. You know, we tired of this shit. She's on the street. She's just still on the block, like, I'm not leaving. Now, she done walked up to the car because the person I was with, she knows the person I was with as well. So, you know how you have, basically, whenever some shit go down, right, you got one story, you got the other story, and then you got what really happened. You know what I mean? There's always three sides to everything. There's her side, there's one side, the other side, and the truth. So now I'm getting her side of things, or I'm hearing her side of things. Like I said, we know of each other and everything, but I don't talk to her like that. There's nobody that I don't even got a number or anything. If I saw her on the street, I probably wouldn't even say what's up, unless I was with certain people where I had to say what's up. It's one of those type of things. Like, I know her, but I don't. So, you know, I don't give a fuck about any of this shit going on. So basically, she's all now. But this is what I mean. Somebody who's in the process of a serious mental and emotional breakdown, right? Because she's up here like, I can't believe. Like, bitch, hold on. Like, first, catch your breath. Like, you need to, you know, really, like, I just can't stop crying. And why my family got to do me like this? And like, really just. Now, basically, the story was, again, I'm not taking sides. I don't know what the fuck was going on. I still don't even care. I'm just simply telling y'all this because it's just the fact that when you just see how people react to things, when you see the type of people and how they go through things and how they handle situations, you know, it's just dumb to me. So basically what happened was, I guess she had her purse was there. To my understanding, her purse was there. She put her purse down, walked away for a second, came back, the purse was gone. Now, also to my understanding, this was done outside, all right? But at the same time, my understanding is that the time frame in which the purse could have disappeared was not long enough where somebody should not have seen it, especially if you're around nothing but family members or friends of family members, things like that, or whatever. So that's my understanding about the purse as far as that goes. So now the purse is gone, and now she's all, I ain't got no money. Had an ATM card in there with about $1,000, $2,000 on it. I mean, all my stuff was in there. I ain't got shit now. The purse itself was some Gucci, $80 itself by itself. Somebody, that's over $2,000 right there. Fuck that. And then I guess her baby daddy beat her up a little bit earlier over their daughter. She lost custody of the daughter, but had the daughter at this point. But something happened or whatever with the baby daddy's mom, her mom. Apparently, the way she played it off, or the story that I got between what am I gonna do? Between all that, is basically she's one of those in a situation where nobody cares about me, my family doesn't care about me. I was raped, and my mother asked me, "What did I do to deserve it?" You know, shit. One of those like real like sob story type things. And no disrespect, like I said, I'm not trying to downplay the situation. You know, maybe your shit is that fucked up. You know what I mean? Maybe your family don't care. You know, maybe they just got you just now. I mean, you know, because she was on, I didn't even have to come over here. I was where I was, and I was just happy. I came over here to try to, so my daughter could see their family, and this is what happens, and this, that. And I mean, literally, it was just like, talking to the person I was with, like, give me a hug, and hold me, like, what would I do? What would you do? And then sitting up here like, man, I'm about to do, man, fuck that. You know what I want to do right now? Man, I'm going to go back there and fuck up everything, break all that shit. I'm going to get some Molotov cocktails. I'm going to throw that shit back there. I'm like, and in my head, I'm thinking, yeah, right, bitch. On one side of it, I'm like, do it. That'll be some shit. I get out to go record that. Let this bitch come down the street with a Molotov lit. Oh, I'm getting out and recording that shit. I'm gonna get her throwing it. That shit gonna be dope as fuck. But again, we know you're not gonna do that. This is what I was talking about, and this goes for everybody. I get tired of everybody, all these people talking about they're gonna do shit that they're not gonna fucking do. I can't stand that. I don't care how amped up you are, bitch. You was talking, and then you ever notice? I don't know if people be around you. Have you ever seen anybody having an emotional or physical breakdown or anything? Or you ever actually witnessed it or seen it? These people like to repeat themselves. You know what I mean? She was telling us a story or whatever, walked off for a quick second, came back, started saying the same shit she just said. You know what I mean? Bitch, you just said that. And I guess when she got in a fight with her baby daddy, her knuckles was all scraped up and everything, and her elbow was all messed up. You know how many times the bitch asked me to look at her knuckles? Like 5 times. Like, look at my knuckles. You see my knuckles? You see what they did? Like, yeah, bitch, I see your knuckles. It look like you got in a fight. You see my knuckles? Like, yeah, bitch, I saw him about 2 minutes ago when you tried to show him off last time. Like, bitch, you're not getting no sympathy. And I'm just sorry. Like I said, I don't know it like that, but I don't know. Again, I don't want to sound like I'm totally, like heartless in a sense, but I kind of am because it's like, okay, you're sitting up, because I'm listening to her complain. I'm listening to her whine. I can't stand people that whine and shit and everything either. But I'm hearing this because she's talking to the person I'm with, so I ain't got no choice but to hear it because I'm sitting in the same fucking car, so I'm listening. I got to hear this shit. Now, she always complained that her family don't got her back. Her family don't do nothing for her. Her family always trying to fuck her over and everything like that. So why do you keep fucking with your family? I said this many times to people as well. Look, I love, if you got love, if your family, like I said, got your back, if your family's tight like that, if y'all cool and everything, then for sure, hold on to your family for everything, because family sometimes is all you got. But on the complete opposite side of that, if your family don't give a fuck about you, ain't trying to help you, ain't trying to make sure you do right, ain't trying to have your back in the right situation, you know what I mean? If your family is fucked up, because people got fucked up families, it's okay. Sometimes the family shit just don't work for everybody. So if your family is fucked up, then don't fuck with your fucked up family if it's fucking you up. I'm telling you, it's messed up as it is. Sometimes if whatever it is damaging you and yours, if it's damaging you, that's one thing. But if you got kids over there that you got to take care of on too, so on top of not only being damaged yourself, if it's damaging you and your children and everything, then you got to leave that shit the fuck alone. I don't care what or who it is. And that goes for anybody. Family, friends, acquaintances, associates, whatever. If it ain't doing anything positive for you and yours and your life and everything, fuck that shit. Walk away from it. Because every time, like you've been saying, every time I'm with my family or every time I try to chill with my family, something like this happens and did it. So how many different times are you going to keep fucking with the family where the same shit keeps happening? Like I said, you best believe my family only give me once for like $2,000 if it's something like that. Stop fucking with people then. Leave it alone. Yeah, you should even went over there if you know your family's like that. Fuck them. If your family's fucked up, fuck them. You know, then you wouldn't be sitting here whining and crying. You would have your purse. You would have all your shit in your purse and everything like that instead of sitting here whining and all up in my ear with this bullshit that I don't even want to hear in the first place. I ain't got no money. I don't know how I'm going to get home. The person I was with asked me to give her $2. I gave her $2. Like, here's $2. Go get your ass on the bus or something. Or whatever. I was going to try to have me take her home and everything. Then I hear her get on the phone to sip it, crying to some other dude, talking about she ain't got no money. And bitch, I just gave you $2. Don't tell me you ain't got no money. Don't lie. Give my $2 back then. You ain't got no money and you can't get home no way or no how. Give my shit back. And then after all that, I guess one of the other, not even her cousin who's around her age, I guess her cousin's mother, her aunt or something, her aunt, I don't know, like I said, I don't know if they're actually really blood or whatever, they just call each other that. Y'all know how hood shit gets sometimes. People just call each other relatives that ain't got no kind of blood relation whatsoever. But basically, the other girl's mother came out who's like, not old lady, you know what I mean, older, but not old lady, like late 40s maybe, 50s. Somewhere around there, you know, kids, younger people have, you know what I mean, a young grandmama is out there, right? Now, she out there, it's almost 11 o'clock now by this time, and like I said, I pulled up over there about 8:39. Fuck you, bitch, get the fuck off the block, you stupid ass, restart the whole thing. You ain't touching my daughter, you over here fucking with my daughter, fuck you, Now, this part I didn't see, but it was funny because I'm in the car, and she's sitting there, you know, the door's open, and the girl who's going through the emotional breakdown and physical breakdown and everything, sitting right there, you know, man, I just itching for people. You ever see those people that just be itching for something to happen? Just can't, you know, just jittery as shit, just looking for something. That's exactly how she was. So when the lady came out, she's like, oh, there she go right there. Then, man, I'm about to go fight her right now, like, or something. That's what she said, right? Now, this part I didn't see. Now, first she walks off down there, you know, and then the person I'm with, I'm like, are you about to go jump in that shit too or whatever, about to go? She sat there for a minute. Then all you hear again was like, bitch, like I said, bitch, fuck you. Now, this part I didn't see, but according to what I had heard, the bitch that was going through the emotional breakdown ran up on old girl's mama and got dropped in one punch, like, pow, still hopped up and kept talking shit. And by then, everybody got in between them and everything like that. So it's like, so on the other side of that, it's like, you was talking all that shit. Like I said, I didn't see it, but if it did happen like that, you was talking all that shit, then got laid out in one punch and got bopped and put on your ass, you needed to go get the Molotov cocktail. But again, look, I'm only telling this story again because, look, like I was telling her, and then after all that shit was said and done, the bitch walked off and just walked away anyway. My point is, you knew you was going to walk off eventually anyway. You know what I mean? There are certain situations and certain instances and certain things that you have to just chop up. Or not chop up, chalk it up. Chalk it up as a loss. People take losses all the time. Trust me, I've taken a few of them myself. Sometimes you got to take that loss if it's not worth it. You know what I mean? You done got your ass whooped. You done out here got, you know, just sound like a retard. All, you know what I mean? It's just everything that you just went up here and did and went through that I had to listen through and everything like that was all for nothing because didn't nothing happen. The same shit that would have happened if you would have left earlier is the same shit that happened just now. 2 hours later, nothing. All that shit talking, all that emotion, all that yelling, all that screaming was for what? For you to walk away and go home. Like I said, this shit just don't make no sense, y'all. No sense. None whatsoever. But like I said, it was just crazy just watching somebody actually literally just break down in front of you, like all the way. Like, oh my. And I'm trying my hardest to sit here, because then she sit here and say, like, what's up? And I'm like, yeah, what's up? Like, I'm sorry, I'm just, you know, trying to ruin y'all day now. And also, I couldn't tell if she was drunk or not, but, you know, they were saying, like, look at her all fucked up and drunk and everything, and that's how she acts when she gets drunk. But I don't know, I've seen people, like, really, like, dumb drunk and act that way, too. But, I mean, it's a different, you know, it's kind of different. You know, you see, I've seen people act drunk, ignorant, and I've seen just drunk, and I've seen just drunk, period. I don't know if that makes any sense to anybody. She seemed like she was acting ignorant, but she didn't seem like she was acting drunk ignorant. So I don't know. But it was just crazy to me because again, you could have chalked it up and walked away, bitch. Look at what already done happened tonight behind your family supposedly. If we're gonna take your story for truth, we're gonna listen to your story, we're not gonna listen to what nobody else has to say, right? So basically you came over here with your baby that you don't have custody of. You came over here, two people that you be having beef with every time you come around them, but you came over here anyway. You left whatever you was already doing, which is already so much better than coming over here. Then when you get there, like I said, and supposedly like it was a whole family thing. Like I said, her mom is there, her baby daddy's mom is there, some shit like that. Or like I said, I'm just trying to think of where. But like I said, everybody was there. Everybody who basically could shit on her in her sense was there, you know, anybody, because I think, what is it, they were condoning, according to her, the family was condoning her getting beat up by her baby daddy because she was the one acting crazy. Like I said, I don't know the whole story, but, because that's what I was hearing her say, well, y'all the type to condone people putting hands on women and everything like that. Now, again, me, I don't condone it, but I understand. I'm sorry. Some women don't get the point until you bop their ass. Some women don't. It's just what it is. Never do I condone it, but I understand. So, and then she was like, what'd she say? She was like, she told her she was ready to leave, and her mom didn't want to leave because her mom was having a good time. She wasn't, and Then she got bought. Look at what happened throughout your day. You got beat up by your baby daddy. They done took your daughter. They didn't technically take your daughter because they told the cops that you kidnapped your daughter because you didn't have custody. So since you don't have custody, they can say shit like that. That'll fuck you over. So they took your daughter from you. Your baby daddy beat you up, took the baby. You had your big ass, you know, expensive ass Gucci purse or whatever stolen, you know, that was worth like 60, 80 bucks, stolen on the street corner that you left it on because you didn't think nobody was going to take it that fast because you was around family and everything like that. So, but that you left it because it wasn't inside. Supposedly you left it outside. Again, this is just what I've heard. I'm just trying to give you all the story as I heard it. It's kind of hearsay, but this is the gist of it. So, all right, let's recap one more time. So, you went over there around family that you know don't care about you, according to you, with your baby, because you wanted to be the person. You know, you wanted to be the better person. Okay, say you're the bigger person, the better person. Okay, you don't want your family to be away from your baby and everything. But it's like you don't realize that your baby is what comes first. Don't worry about your family. You're worried about your baby, you're worried about your family seeing your baby, not bringing your baby around your family that's fucked up, that you know is fucked up, because every time you come around them, shit fucked up happens. But okay, we'll dissect that part. So you take your baby over there. Everybody's over there. For some reason, everybody has an issue with you now. Like I said, you got beat up by your baby daddy. They took your daughter. Lost your purse, your $80 purse. They had all your stuff in it. They had your, you know, your credit cards, and they had your debit cards that had like $2,000 on it that you keep yelling down the street. So if any of these people that did steal your purse, or if they do got it, they know how much money to try to get off that car since you want to keep broadcasting how much money you got in there. But you're not thinking like that. You know, you're just upset and mad. So that's what you're doing. You're just yelling and screaming. So then you're going to beat up everybody. You're going to fuck up shit. Then, you know, you're going to throw Molotov cocktails and everything. So then you go down there and you get socked out on the first punch by somebody. You know what I mean? Then walk away and then take your ass. I swear, like. And I'm just sitting here looking. I just don't get it. I don't. None of it made sense to me. None of it, like. I just can't fathom the shit that some people go through, and on many sides of it too. Because you know, you ever been in those situations? It was like those things. Like, look, there's the person going through the emotional stress. There's a person that's having a nervous breakdown that's just flipping the fuck out. Then there's the person who's trying to be the peacekeeper, but just trying to be nosy at the same time. Who's, you know, not letting anybody. That's the person that I was chilling with. That's who they was. They was trying to be the peacekeeper, but at the same time, like, playing both sides. Like, okay, so what you got to say? So what you got? You know, trying to be in the middle of it all, just know what's going on. Oh, I want to know what's up and everything. Then you got the people that's egging it on. You know, it's just like, that's me. I wasn't really saying that, but I'm like, man, I'm thinking like, man, just let the motherfuckers. They're gonna squab. Let them fucking do what they're gonna do. And you just have, I don't know what's going on with y'all out there in the world, man. But if I had recorded, like I said, I would have some new World Star footage. I would have had it. But yeah, y'all, I'm gonna say goodbye now. I'm not gonna cut off the show right here because I'm gonna play tag for the rest of the night before we get up out of here. But I'm gonna say goodbye because I'm not gonna come back on after we're done. And but, yeah, again, I want to give a shout-out again to the boss lady herself, Topaz Ashe. Again, thank you for allowing me to do what I got to do over here. Again, without you, there is no Bang Out Radio, no Reality Radio. All independent artists, keep sending in your music. Keep doing what you do. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure you send it in. Beauties of the Week as well. If you want to get at me about that, feel free to holler at me at that same email. All right, if you want to set up interviews, anything like that, get at me. Anything else? No. Tomorrow, the Triple M show, as y'all know, Mo Music Mondays from 7 to 9, same time as tonight. But it's just that I won't be saying that much or hardly nothing at all. Just nothing but the top independent artists for 2 hours. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights with my co-host Queen V, as always, every Wednesday night from 9 to 11. Talking about those adult matters and those adult topics. Oh, and I got some shit for this Wednesday ready to go to as well. I can't wait for Wednesday, y'all. I got some shit. We're going to be on the porn kick this Wednesday night, all right? It hasn't been a... We haven't talked about a lot of humping lately on Wednesday, so I'm gonna bring it back just a little bit more. And I got some shit that I've seen that I want to bring to the table that we definitely gotta talk about. All right, and fuck you Fridays every Friday from 6 to 8. Gang, you got something on your pride, you got something on your chest, you want to get off before the weekend gets here, you know, somebody pissed you off during the week, your girl, your job, kids, whatever. Come on through on Friday, get it all out, say what you got to say, exactly how you want to say it, because nobody's here to judge you, all right? And, yeah, and then as always, Slap Sundays every Sunday, playing the slappers from the number one independent artist from around the world, all right, every Sunday, 7 to 9. So that's the lineup. I am the Dagger from L.A., representing that West Coast all day. This is Bang Out Radio. This is Reality Radio. And, yeah, I'm out, y'all. So we will see y'all. I'll see y'all tomorrow night as long as everything goes the way it should. And, yeah, bang out. Make sure y'all keep fucking with me. Make sure y'all keep talking about the show, spreading word about the show. And I'll see y'all when I see y'all. Peace. We're playing tag right now. I hope we're playing tag. Let's see if it's going to work. Come on. Come on. See? This is what happens also. See, when I get in my zone and I start talking too much, I start talking shit. My computer want to slow down in the background when I'm not paying attention. You know, straight hater moves. Straight. There we go.
I'm in the club, and I'm going ham. Somewhere in Birmingham, I mean damn. Hey, this bitch named Pam, she said Mike's on jam. I mean, hey, she said where you stay. I told her in the D. She get geek, said I like her chain. I think that shit is me. Fucking gnarly, you should join my party. Shouting, we should meet. Get a sweet, thanks for body week. You should come and see. See your man, you know he's a square. But he get that ball, say he rap. Shit with all that money, why his TV drop? Cause he not, plus he always hate on everything he ain't. By the way, my name's circulating all around his face. What you think? Cause I'm writing, don't nobody full of dolo. Put your promo out, jump out, they polo hit you like I told you.
Drop it to the floor, bounce it like a stripper. dream every day. I'm proud to be his dad, doing all I can do for him to better his life. Missing him so much, I follow my sight. I won't get there to provide decent, to be the rock for you, my son, my everything. I'm just done with the struggle. Open my arms and hug you tight. You're my soldier, my little man, my whole life. I love you, waiting. Daddy's now living right. Through the pain, I await the break. For happiness is brought forth by one, my son. These times unforgiving, my heart so numb. Thoughts of yesterday, when he was by my side, in the peace. Now I'm blind, lost in this place of I don't know why. Can't find my direction, I'm my young. Memories and dreams, hear him laugh. I miss you, sorry, ended so bad. Always thought it would have worked out. Your mother and me, I scream and shout. But negativity won't get me anywhere. I will always be there for you because I care. Your love so unconditional. And how to cope.